It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 200 protesters gathered outside Greenwood Village City Hall last night, 2 weeks after the city voted to defy a statewide police accountability law. The city south of Denver recently passed a resolution saying it would defend and protect police officers in civil wrongdoing cases, even though the new state law specifically prohibits cities from doing so. Denver has a new sheriff. Mayor Michael Hancock has named Elias Diggins to that post. He takes over a department that is still recovering after a series of controversies, including a woman who gave birth unassisted in a jail cell in 2018 and a settlement that Denver made with deputies alleging sexual harassment. Those incidents forced the resignation of Sheriff Patrick Furman last year. Diggins joined the department in 1994.
I lead with my humanity, and I want to have every single person that works in our agency, whether they be uniformed or a civilian staff, to do the same.
In 2017, an inmate sued Diggins and others in the department alleging misconduct. Diggins says he acknowledges past missteps, but that he's prepared to guide Denver's Sheriff's Department. Pricing improvements to Denver's 16th Street Mall are moving forward despite controversy around how to pay for it. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Plans to reconstruct the 16th Street Mall have been on the books for a decade. With the vote on Monday, the Denver City Council secured $56 million for the project, about half its estimated cost, which includes fixing the crumbling pavement and widening sidewalks to lure people to the public space. But economic devastation from COVID-19 has changed the conversation. Most of the funding approved for the mall comes from tax increment financing and could have otherwise gone to other city services and Denver public schools in 2023. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs in the 80s today and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News.